Morning. I should say it's not just me. We're a committee of 20 that put it all together. So we have a very good team and we're very excited to get started this weekend.
We must mention Alan Taylor. He'll be upset if he doesn't get a show.
Oh, he'll riot.
So tell us, what's it been like getting this sorted? Because there's been 2 years, no fun.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, it has been a challenge across all fronts. But I think we look at the positives and here we are, we're back. I think we've got a great lineup, something for everybody, and as you say, extensive sunshine for this weekend, which you couldn't pick more perfect weather.
It is going to be wonderful. And of course, the real festival too for me is when it moves over to Tuesday Marketplace, because then it kind of goes up a gear, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's obviously it's a much larger audience on the Tuesday Marketplace. It's a bit more high octane, you know, a bit more high tempo with the acts that we've got as well. But both have their absolute charm. I think, you know, King's Place Fair is beautiful to get started. Our traditional firework display is on the Saturday, and that does, you know, that marks the start of Festival 2 every year.
Definitely does. Friday, 1st of July, though, back in the day, so it's kind of 90s stuff, which is just right up my alley. Rosala, Kelly Lorena from Entrance, who's a last-minute addition. What happened there?
Sometimes these things happen and we have to swap out an artist. And so we found ourselves in that position last week. So Kelly was available. So we kind of bit her arm off, so to speak. And I think Set You Free is one of those songs that is anthemic and everybody loves. So really looking forward to seeing her perform that. So I think that's going to create a great atmosphere.
Next night, of course, though, Judge Jules is back.
He is, yeah. He's one of the acts that the most commented on that we've ever had. And, you know, we normally have a rule where, within a few years, we wouldn't have the same act, but it felt like after 2 years away, we wanted somebody like him to come back and put on another great show. And again, people are really excited about it. And I think, you know, Fleur East DJing for him, we've got Amber Protheroe and Liam, of course, and the College West Anglia Band. So I think that is going to be another fantastic night. So something for everybody and hopefully lots of dancing.
There's one problem though, and I don't think you and the guys at Festival 2 have thought of this. DJ Liam, okay, legend that he is.
That he is, yeah.
Turned 13 today. I know.
Oh.
I know, he's a teenager. You haven't got what you booked. he's brilliant. I'm sure he'll be absolutely brilliant. And I'm really looking forward to next week or the week after that, because we have got Reef,
and again another absolute anthem. But I think, you know, Reef, one of those great rock indie bands, a good back catalogue, and that's quite the super group, as we know. It's Jesse Wood, who's Ronnie Wood's son, on drums, and it's Andy Taylor and Duran Duran on guitar. So you know, that's a heck of a lineup.
And then to finish, oh my goodness, Springwood High School Band getting the evening underway on Saturday 9th of July. And you tell us who follows.
It's Rena O'Rourke we've got after that. Then we've got Carelessness and Heather Small, who's a very popular addition, and Will Young for the final night. Which, again, so I've had Love Revolution bouncing around in my head solidly for the last few weeks. and I think, you know, he's one of those great characters. You know, lots of people know him in very different ways. Some people know him, obviously, from Pop Idol. Some people know him from, you know, his music career over the last 5-10 years. And other people know him as, you know, Radio 2 or a documentary maker. But there's certainly a lot of love for him.
So how on earth do Festival 2 put on all of these nights for entertainment and not charge anyone?
It was founded 38 years ago, and it was set up with a remit to provide free entertainment for people in Kingsland and West Norfolk, and that is very much still front and centre. So how we fund it is we have business sponsorships. So if you look on our website, you can see a whole list of people that support us to help us do what we do to help make so many people happy. So ordinarily, Festival 2 would cost us about £120,000, so that's what, as a committee, we need to raise. This year, we're closer to about £142,000. Obviously, that's presented more challenges in difficult times anyway. But, you know, we've managed to pull that together thanks to our sponsors. And then bucket collections, things like that. You know, if people want to put some money in the bucket, that's fantastic. There's an online donation link. But, you know, we want to keep this free for the people that live in Kingsland and West Norfolk. And let's not forget the street entertainment as well. So we've got three Saturdays of fantastic street entertainment. we're really lucky that the BID is also hosting some events this Saturday and next Saturday in the play. And I think generally, you know, there's a lot of love for Festival 2. I meet people all over the place that have either grown up in Kingsland and moved away, or they've lived here their whole life. And in Festival 2 is the thing that, you know, they comment on, and they can't believe that A, it's still going, and B, it's still free. And I think, you know, we're very lucky to have it on our doorstep.
So if you see anyone in a yellow shirt with a bucket from Festival 2 at any of the events, please put whatever change you've got left from your evening into the bucket, please. Or even if it's just a quid or something, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
It's literally every single penny counts. Every single penny goes back into the pot again for next year. But I will tell you, we have moved the times, and we do also have card readers available.
How cool are you?
I know.
Abby Panks, thank you so much for joining us. You and the team have worked so hard to put Festival 2 on, and it's back. I can't believe it. It feels like forever.
I know. Well, we're very much looking forward to having everybody back, and you know, hope that people will come out and support us.